I believe there's a lot of biblical evidence pointing to a global flood and no biblical evidence pointing to a local flood. It is argued that the Hebrew word for earth simply means land and in some contexts refers only to the land of Israel. And that's true. However, the flood account doesn't just say that the earth or land was flooded. It says all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Genesis 7:19-20. So here are my four arguments. Number one, the description there is as universal as it can be. If Moses desired to communicate a worldwide flood, what kind of language could he have possibly used beyond all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered, the waters rose, covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits? It seems like that's as universal as the language can get. Number two, if it were a local flood, why the ark? Why not just send Noah to a dry place during that time? Number three, God promised Noah he would never again flood the whole earth. But if it's a local flood, it seems that promise was broken many times because there have been many local floods since then. And number four, according to 1 Peter 3:6-7, Peter warns of the universal judgment that's coming when Christ returns and states that it will be like Noah's flood. So if the flood was local, that would leave room for Judgment Day to be local also, and for the destruction of the heavens and earth after the second coming to be local. Then people in the United States wouldn't have to worry about Judgment Day because it would only be for the Mideast. There's really no reason to assume a local flood other than pressure from unbelievers who do not accept the authority of Scripture. When there's a conflict between Scripture and scientific theories, we should adjust our understanding of science to fit the Bible, not the other way around, especially in cases like this, where the Bible is clear and straightforward and the science is sketchy to say the least. Trying to piece together mountains of data and speculate about what didn't happen thousands of years ago. If you want to know what happened back then, just trust what God says. He was there.